Welcome to the Dr. Obed Obinade podcast. Dr. Obed is a thought leader and apologist who speaks to life's great existential questions of origin, purpose, faith, and destiny with fluency and grace. He is an author and the president of the Christ Cosmopolitan Incorporated, a vibrant apostolic commission that heralds the message of the fullness of Christ. Dr. Obed has seen his ministry soar to great heights over several years, touching the lives of many across the globe through his various ministry platforms. May you grow in grace and the knowledge of Christ as you listen to mind-renewing and heart-enlightening messages by Dr. Obed. Do enjoy this teaching. God bless you.
About our wrongs? Are we concerned about the sins we commit that Anahel is writing? Yes and no. I'm not concerned about what Anahel writes if that was to bring me into condemnation. No. Because Anahel cannot report. In the day of justification, Anahel's mouth is shut. He can't say anything. To revile and to defame, he can't do that. But to present facts for the purpose of judgment to receive your reward, Anahel is recording everything every man is doing. Everything you are doing in this world, whether good or bad, Anahel is writing it down. What is his reason for virtue and praise? What is his reason for blessing, for commendation, not for condemnation? That is why he's penning things down. So he is to follow you and pen down your good and pen down your bad for rewards. So Jesus also says in the revelation of Jesus Christ that he is coming with his reward in his hands, to give to every man according to his works, whether they be good or bad. So this time around, for you to think of it this way, do not only think of it in terms of sin, rather think of it in terms of good works and bad works. And I explain good works and bad works to you. Bad works is not only sin. And behold, I come quickly. My reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. So watch here. Watch here. Please watch me. Please watch me for a moment. Watch me for a moment. Now, assuming you were in the university, do you know that whatever project work you do in the university, whether it be good or bad, when you complete university, you are going to be given whatever you did. It is not about sin. It is about the quality, the sort of the work, the quality of the work. So was it a good work or it was a bad work? It is being seen in the light of the quality of what sort it is. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it. It will be revealed by fire. The fire shall make every man's work of what sort. The fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. The sort of work. The sort of work. Talking about the quality of the work. Not how much the work. The sort of the work. And do you know what? His reward is actually all that you have accrued for yourself. So he said, every man shall receive what he has done in his body. Not in this your body, but in the body of Christ. If you did something that was good in the body of Christ, it is given back to you. If you did something that was bad, it is now also given back to you. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every man may receive the things done in his body, not in your body. In his body, the body of Christ, according to that he had done, whether it be good or bad. So it is according to what you did. So this is about good works and bad works, not sin. Because if for you all sin is bad, then it's bad. And if for you all bad things are sinful, no, it's not all bad things that are sinful. It is bad because God expected more than what you did. So it's bad. It's like, for instance, if I told you to go and do something, let's say I expected that you would sweep this place. You have swept. But I came on inspection and I was inspecting your work and I say, bad work. It does not mean you have sinned. That means you did not meet my expectation. It's bad work. The work was badly done. You did some work. You have not sinned. But it didn't meet my expectation. I expected more from you. That is where Anahel comes in. So he has the original imprint of God according to predestination, and he's following you with it and writing everything as is expected of you to do. In that day, it will be measured with what God expected from you. So what is God expecting from you? These are the things I want to share with you. What is God expecting from me? How is Anahel recording? And what is he writing? Now, interestingly, I'll go into details, but I put them under three headings. The things God expects from you. So we want to see how the elders obtained a good report. Do you know that God is measuring you in 3 points? God is measuring you in 3 points. The 3 points of what God is measuring you in is the three things of divine measure. One, what you are in. What you are going through. What you have become. Now, what you are in speaks of your situation. That speaks of your situation. What you are going through speaks of your sifting. What you have become speaks of your state. The three reporting systems. So, when you start out in life, Anahel, he writes on what you are in right now. What are you in? Then when you graduate, you now come into what you are going through. Then finally, he writes on what you have become. Let me show you why I'm saying so. Now, please watch this. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, Paul writes on the things he was in. Things he was in. Then he speaks of the things he went through. And the thing he became, or things he became. 2 Corinthians 6 verse 4. Please watch this. Can somebody read for me quickly?
2 Corinthians 6 verse 4.
Yes.
But in all things.
But in all things. Everybody say in all things.
In all things.
Can this church just come alive? Come alive, come alive. But what?
In all things.
But what?
In all things.
Say loud and clear. But what?
In all things.
Say loud and clear. But what?
In all things.
What are the all things on the board? Come on, talk to me.
True things.
True things. Next.
Honest things.
Honest things. Next.
Just things.
Just things. Next.
Pure things.
Pure things. Next.
Lovely things.
Lovely things. Lastly.
Good report things.
Good report things. They must all climax in what?
Virtue.
Virtue and?
Praise.
Good stuff. You are so clever. You are just too smart. Now, let's go back. So watch this. Now that we understand all the things in 2 Corinthians 6, hear what he says. But he said, but, talk
in
to me.
In all things.
But in all things. Approving what?
Ourselves.
As what?
As ministers of God.
So in all the things that we have enumerated, we must be approving ourselves as the ministers of God. One.
In much patience.
Are you patient? Anahel is writing on the page of patience.
I'm not patient at all.
I'm not patient. Don't try my patience. Do you know that in the work of God, patience is a virtue? Go back and read 2 Peter. He said, adding to your faith. There are things you have to add to your faith. He said, and to knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience. Patience is a virtue. And hell is following you and looking at how you are responding in situations. Whenever you have a situation, are you patient? Do you know that the twin of faith is patience? Faith will only produce fruit if you have patience. The Bible says, in patience possess ye your souls. In patience possess your souls. Luke 21:19. What is this possession? We possess our souls in patience. In your patience, possess your souls. Now, Revelation chapter 2, verse 6, he said, I know your works, I know your labor, I know your patience, I know your patience. So whenever you are in a situation, are you patient? What is patient? The Bible says faith and patience is the means by which the elders inherited the promise.
Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12.
Yes.
That ye be not slothful.
Yes.
But followers of them.
Followers of them.
Who through faith and patience.
They went it by the track road of faith and patience.
Inherit the promises.
They inherit the promises. Faith and patience. What is patience? Patience simply means you maintain constancy. You are like the three Hebrew boys who said, we will not bow. We are not bowing because we are looking for a reward. We have decided we will not bow. Whether we bend or we don't bend, we will not bow. If we get in there, our God will save us. If he doesn't save us, we will still not bow. There is a constancy in patience. Now watch this. So you realize that, what are you in? What are you in? What you are in? What are you in? What you are in? The situation. That is what Anahel is putting now. And he's doing all of this because of your lordship. So that in that day, when God has to appoint you as Lord, he can trust every situation you will find yourself in. Because that virtue has been developed within you. And what is the painful thing about the kingdom of God is that when he appoints you as a Lord, you must have your sovereignty to do things according to the administration of the divine counsel of God's will. Now, so the will of God is given to you, and you will have to find ways by which you will implement it. God is not going to decide how you implement it as a Lord. So when God now makes you a Lord in the multiversal domain of God's regions and God's works, when he now puts all things under your feet, he must be sure that you have gone through what is referred to as patience. The situation of life is proving your patience. When you get this, you will not be thinking of the wrongs in terms of the sin that you did. If sin is going against stealing and how do we call it? Name the sins that people are, fornication, adultery, the sin of what? Name them. You see, lying and listen. God is looking at something that is far greater. And you see, when you come to live in that realm, those things, you don't fulfill them. So what is he trying? He's looking at you in the situation where you are patient. Let me not waste a lot of time. I could just go take it one after the other, and that would take us months to deal with. So let's go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Let's go back to it. 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
But in all things.
But in all things.
Approving ourselves as the ministers of God in much patience.
Everybody must pass the test of patience. Number two.
In affliction.
Listen. Afflictions is part of your report card. So don't cry and be, God, where are you? And why? No, 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 no. You are writing an exam of life. Afflictions are part. If you begin to question God in the moment of affliction, you lack spiritual understanding. You are not understanding divine things. That is why. Afflictions, they are a part. Afflictions. And do you know what? In all our afflictions, he is afflicted. It is part of the Christian world. Afflictions. We go through afflictions. I don't know if I'm right. Thelepsis. We go through it. We are going through sufferings for the sake of the name of Christ. And do you know what? Don't look at it as, you see, when you look at, oh, it's part of the Christian life. No, no, no. It's not part of the Christian life for me. It is my report card. It is my report card. I know that Angel Anahel is standing by me and looking at my patience. I know he's looking at my afflictions. And in the page of afflictions, what is Anahel writing? Next one.
In much patience, in afflictions, in necessities.
Hold on. There are things that are necessary good for your existence. You won't get them. God has forgotten me. I wonder what kind of God is this. As for me, I can't follow a God that very necessary things, like things that I need, necessities, I don't have them. Necessities. Even when I was in the world, life was better. How can I come into Christ and have necessities of basic things of life? If this is what Christianity is about, I don't want it. Good. You can't be. Do you know what you're actually saying? You can't be Lord. Find somewhere and sit in Christianity. That is what you have said. You are not ready to be a Lord. You are not ready for the test of Lordship. That is what you're actually saying. So you see, let's not beat everybody around here, because it's not everybody that may be a Lord either. And you choose. And it is, the Bible says, the sufferings of our present time, it is nowhere comparable to the glory that shall be revealed in us. The sufferings of our present time, it is nowhere comparable to the glory that shall be revealed in us. We are writing an exam in this life. O'Brien, Sosho.
This life is an exam. Every step you take, you must understand that you are writing your exam.
Straight A's. Ewa bra no order, yet sad ye no order. And I say, and I draw an incest or tenas is snyad ye own snyad ye. Abrabanankasa never honor. So when ye what do you say? Oh, bebo bra, unya she will be asked.
Understand that no student gets all A's by tardying and lazing about his school. And so is it in life. You must endeavor to be diligent and to go through hard times to be great.
Aya yente and yame biasi and untin aya ye kope apo.
We lack. It is because we lack understanding concerning certain things. That is why we may go for past questions.
When we obia, when you are admission into medical school, there be a sorry anopa, neni tibo.
Have you seen anyone who has gained admission into medical school and every day the person's head is on fire?
Sir, report card now. Ukita was he said, when you straight A's, no? Okay, admission in the obenya, near the mawa, ube to me aye, medicine, ube to me aye.
You have gotten straight A's and you've been offered medicine. The question now is, will you be able to sail through
electrical
6 years in medical school?
Certificate.
The This electrical engineering that you claim you want to gain a certificate in, are you sure you'll be able to accomplish
it? Free SS, university.
Let me start from SS.
First class, yeah,
are you sure with your first class certificate, if you are offered the job, you will be able to do it?
Report card. Yeah, the man will say, you are now qualified for higher demands.
The
that
report
is
card is for certification of your qualification for a higher demand.
And the other now woman reports an interest, what bon in titanation.
So why don't you let the report reflect your true state of intelligence below so that you'll be taught aright?
A lot of us use the way we approach things in the flesh to the kingdom. A report card is a definition of his personality. No, report card is a definition of the places you are lacking so that you can attend to them and fix it. That is the reason for a report. Listen. I don't feel bad as a parent if my children come back with bad reports. I am actually happy that a report card was revealing my responsibility towards my children. So if I need to get a math teacher for you privately, I get that math teacher for you as a responsibility. If the math teacher was gotten and you are not sitting now, I get a cane for you as a responsibility. Because it is just revealing what you lack that must come in. If I bring the cane and I realize you can't do it, I just take you out of school and put you somewhere. As Ebia ne on a bebwao, Ebia magazine on a unyaman in Abon say, you are now in the element of your environment. Report and we know. I'm speaking to parents. Don't beat and lash your kids and feel bad that you are failing as a parent. Because usually we think that we are succeeding as parents when our kids bring good reports. Probably that child is in the wrong environment. So I need the report cards to be able to know. Some ebanidi eba mass, eba science. I want the true reports. The true reports. The true report. This is who I am. In necessities, in distresses. Sometimes we are distressed. We are pressed, crushed on every side. These are the things Anahel is writing. In distress, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults. Read for me.
In labors.
In labors.
In watchings.
In watchings. All night. How many, you see, there are some people there. They don't have anything written about them in all night. Private all night.
They've never undertaken a private all night by themselves. That the person should stay up every single night. They are honoring their bed and their pillow. To what cause will they be staying up for?
Say a real boxing deal being a match.
If they are staying up late to watch a boxing match, they will keep up awake.
People
in fastings.
In fast. I'm asking you the fasting page. I said quit fasting. Because you're doing it wrongly. But start fasting. I'm going to start the start series soon. So we see in necessities. In distresses, in stripes, in where? In imprisonments. Have you ever gone to prison for the sake of the gospel? In tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fastings. Now, when you come to chapter 6, instead of saying in, he said by. But when you check the Greek, it is the same in pureness, in knowledge, in long suffering, in kindness, in the Holy Ghost, in love unfeigned, in the word of truth, in the power of God. Then, from this place onwards, he does not say in. Now he says, by the armor of righteousness. And the word there is through the armor of righteousness. On the right hand, and on the left. Then now he says, through honor and dishonor. Then, through evil reports and good reports. So watch this. In the wisdom of God, I want you to understand something. The things you go through are principally warfare, honor, dishonor, evil report, good report. These are the things we go through. What does this mean? Please watch this. You need to get this because we are going to superimpose it on each other. The things that you are in, the things that you are going through, and what you have become out of that. So watch here. Please watch this. Otherwise, you would mess it up. Let me help us this way. There are many things we are in, but the things that we go through, warfare, then what again? He says, the armor of righteousness on the right and on the left. Honor.
Dishonor.
Dishonor.
Evil report.
Evil report.
Good report.
And good report. These are the things we go through. What am I saying? The things that we go through. See this. Now, let's go back to the things we find ourselves in. Watch this. But in all things,
approving ourselves.
We go through, watch this. But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God, we go through warfare, honor, dishonor, good report, and evil report. Case closed. All things, are you going through warfare? Are you fighting whilst you are in that situation? So, if I am in a situation, to my left and to my right, am I fighting? As I fight, watch this, will I get honor or dishonor? I'm praying that you people get what I'm trying to say. Please get this. The writing is good. Hold on for a moment. Otherwise, you lose the practicals. It is not really in the writing. Get this quickly. The plenty things that you are in, how you fought through is the warfare. Did you conquer is the honor. Has it been reported that you did well? I go through it again. I'm in a situation of necessity. That in necessity, I went through warfare in necessity. And by that going through warfare, I now went through honor and dishonor in necessity. And I went through what? A good report and a bad report in necessity. So you have to superimpose it on each other. So you pick one, impatience. Are you fighting impatience? Are you going through honor and dishonor impatience? And are you going through good and bad report impatience? So what we are in, we now go through it under three different caps of warfare, honor, and report. So we fight, we get the honor, and then it is reported. We fight in whatever situation, we get the honor, and now it is reported. So now you could just go back in distress, fight through distress, get the honor, and have it reported, then it's finished. So what is Anahel doing? Anahel is just opening your page in distress. Then he's seeing how you are going through the distress, whether you are gaining honor or dishonor through the distress. And now he gives a good report or a bad report through the distress. So in watchings, do you stay up all night to read your Bible? Do you stay up all night to pray? How many times have you done all night Bible studies? All night meditation? All night praying? You alone? Anytime you do those things, Anahel is writing. Now, That you prayed all night doesn't mean anything. It is just that this guy today is going to have all night. So the book of all night, the page of all night is opened. Now that the page of all night is open, what you were doing, was he fighting, yes or no? Did he get honor or dishonor, yes or no? Was it towards a good report, yes or no? So now let's use fasting. There are many people who have fasted for 30 years. We even saw in the Bible somebody who had fasted for 70 years. So his book on fasting, his page on fasting has been opened. Now that it is open, we want to see whether he was warring in the fasting. The next one, did he get honor through the fasting? Was it a good report through the fasting? So the fact that you are doing something does not mean that it is good. That is why he is looking at the sorts, the quality of whatever you were in. And then at the end of the day, watch this. If you got that, then now you will better appreciate what you have become. So the situation you are in, how you are going through it, and what it made of you. So this is the situation, the sifting process, and now the state it produced. God is looking at what you have become. That is what he's interested in. God is looking at what you have become. That is what he is interested in. God is looking at what you have become. That is what he's interested in. And now hell is here to rise. Then watch this. When you graduate, one situation, Tevalel seals it that you have finished that baptism. Then now you are taken out of that situation. Watch here, watch here, watch here. So God picked you. Let me use this. Can I get that bag down there? Just give it to me, don't worry. So, this is the distress bag. This is you. You are now dropped into a distressing situation. So you are in that situation. How are you going through that situation? And Anahel is writing. What did you become of that situation? The moment you finish that exam, for the period of time, Tevalel comes and writes that you have finished that school. Now we are taking you to another school.
Thanks so much for listening. We trust that you've been blessed with truths for life. Be sure to subscribe to the Dr. Obed Obinna Day podcast to receive new messages every week. Until next time, remain blessed. Shalom.